Marian Anderson. On this day in history, February the 27th, Marian Anderson, the great singer, was an operatic singer, was born in 1902. And of course, she was made famous in this country when she attempted to sing in Washington. The Daughters of the American Revolution would not let her sing at Constitution Hall. First Lady Eleanor Roosevelt said, "That's absurd," and did a special concert attended by thousands and thousands of people, black and white, on the Mall to hear her sing. She was one of the great figures in the Civil Rights Movement, as one of the great performers of all time, born in Philadelphia on this day in 1902. Also on this day, a lot of things happened on this day. We're still in the battle around the right to vote in America, especially right to vote around issues of race and class that deny people the right to vote in America. The battles are still taking place. But on this day in 1869, Congress adopted the 15th Constitutional Amendment, making it illegal for the United States or any state government to deny or abridge the right to vote on account of race, color, or previous condition of servitude. On this day, in 1872, Charlotte Ray became the first African-American woman to graduate from law school. She graduated from Howard Law School in 1872 and was the first black woman also admitted to the D.C. bar. But just think of that and the legacy of Howard University, the law school she graduated from in 1872. On this day in 1922, women got the right to vote. The Supreme Court of the United States found that the 19th Amendment, giving the women the right to vote, was constitutional. And also the women for the right to engage in any other activity was declared constitutional by all members of the U.S. Supreme Court. 70 years of fighting, women and men together, black women and white women together, petitioning to make women's suffrage legislation happen on this day in 1922. This day in 1933, the twists of fate in history, the Reichstag fire, which was the German parliament that was set on fire. They blamed communists and socialists and Jews for doing it, which allowed the Nazis to begin to take power in Europe in 1933. Many people think they set the fire themselves. On this day in 1939, the United States Supreme Court said it was illegal for workers to have sit-down strikes in factories, that they were violating the property owner's rights. The battle started there over sit-down strikes, and the battle still continues. This is a day that also in 1951, when the 22nd Amendment of the Constitution happened, saying a president after Franklin Delano Roosevelt's being elected four times can only be elected twice, can only serve two terms in Congress. And on this day in 1973, something I'd like to try to cover in the next month here with some people who were there, the American Indian Movement took over a place called Wounded Knee. Many people who are younger, who don't follow the history, don't really remember this, but it lasted until May. Wounded Knee was a place in 1893 where hundreds of Indians were massacred by the United States Cavalry when they had their ghost dance. And so the American Indian Movement, which was like akin to the Black Panthers in the Native community, took over Wounded Knee. Many of them were Vietnam vets. It came to a long struggle, took on months and months and months, that put the issues of Native America in the forefront of Americans' eyes. This day in 1988 that figure skater Debbie Thomas became the first black woman to win a medal at the Winter Games. And on this day in 1997, Great Britain banned almost every handgun possible, making it the strictest gun legislation on the planet Earth when it came to handguns. Born on this day was Prince Hall. We talked about him a few weeks back. Prince Hall, of course, was the founder of the African Masonic Lodges, was a great leader of the abolitionist movement, born on this day in 1788. This day in 1807 that one of America's greatest poets, one of my favorite poets, Henry Wadsworth Longfellow, was born in 1807. And John Steinbeck, of Mice and Men and all the other great books that he wrote, Fighting for Justice in America, was born here on this day in 1902. The great actress Joanne Woodward in 1930, and Elizabeth Taylor, born on this day in 1932. Ralph Nader, happy birthday, turns 80 today. He's been a guest on the show many times. We hope many times more. Turns 80 years old today. Happy birthday. On this day, 1942, was born Charlene Hunter Gault. If you remember her, she was born in South Carolina. She was the first black student to attend the University of Georgia. The National Guard got her in. First black reporter for the Louisville Times. First black writer of the New Yorker magazine. And the first woman correspondent for a daily newspaper and covered South Africa for many years and on PBS and more. Also today's birthday is Chelsea Clinton turns 35. On this day, who we lost, somebody very special, that we don't know much about in our history because we don't talk about her, Anna Julia Cooper. Anna Julia Cooper was an amazing woman who was born a slave in America. She wrote a work called A Voice from the South, which was the first real articulation of black feminism and womanism in this country, where she stood up for women's rights. She went, just a quick piece of this that is interesting, given where we are with the schools today. 1868, she was 10 years old. She went to a school called the St. Augustine's Normal School and Collegiate Institute. They had two curriculums, one for boys, one for girls. She demanded they take the boys' curriculum and was allowed. She fought for that right, where she took math, science, analytical disciplines in the liberal arts, learned Latin, French, Greek, literature, and went on to graduate from Oberlin College, went on to get her PhD from the Sorbonne. She was a woman who was part of the World's Congress of Representative Women in 1893 in Chicago, fighting for the right to vote for women and for women's rights. She posited this theory that women, that men were so violent that women had to have equal charge so society could be balanced. And she was also part of the first Pan-African Congress in London in 1900 that W.E.B. Du Bois helped found and wrote the book, delivered a speech called The Negro Problem in America. And at 56 years old, she went and got her PhD when she was 65 years old. She became the fourth black woman in American history to get a doctorate of philosophy. She was an amazing fighter, so we remember her today. She passed away on this day in 1964 at the age of 105. And that is this day in history, February the 25th, and we have much more, but please go to steinershow.org. And when you get to the website there, you can see all the other people. February 27th, I'm sorry. I'm calendrically challenged. February 27th, go to our website and you can find more information about people born on this day and our days in history and more facts involved. So we're going to take a brief break and come right back as we enter our first conversation and debate on the legislation in the Maryland State Legislature now to address the academic boycott of Israel. Stay with us.